Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's always a pleasure. Joanne Brown is our guest. It's always a pleasure to have her on the show. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust and has been now for a number of years. She is one of America's leading authority on referral selling, which, as you know, is a solid gold way to do business. And she is the founder of No More Cold Calling, and which is a system that she's been distributing very successfully, with people have been receiving it with great success. And also her book is called No More Cold Calling, and she's our good friend Joanne Black. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's like a dream come true for you too, isn't it, Joanne?
Oh, always talking to him is a dream come true.
Hey, Joanne, you just came back from a trip to South America.
I did.
Tell the audience what you found. Tell them, go into the marketplace at all? Did you see how people did business down there at all? I know you were doing a lot of hiking and sightseeing, but did you get any kind of a feel for the of the economy, the marketplace there?
A little bit. It was a vacation, but I'll tell you, it's still a place where the dollar is strong, especially in Argentina. So that's a good thing, because they had a huge problem in the economy. Many people leaving the country, the middle class falling apart, and now things are starting. So that's the good news.
Mm-hmm. So now you were a tourist. Tell us about how things were as a tourist. What do you recommend? You recommend those countries?
Staying and seeing the cities, getting to know the people, the culture, reading a little beforehand. We spent time in Patagonia hiking in the Torres del Paine National Park, which is one of the most beautiful places in the world. It is spectacular and vast, and you're literally at the bottom of the world. It's a remarkable experience.
Mm-hmm. And how did the people treat you? How did they receive you?
Oh, wonderfully. I think every place I've gone in the world, I've always been received well. You know, it's how you treat other people that matters. That's how they'll respond to you.
That's right. And, I've had the same experience, and I think it goes back to what you said a minute ago, and that research, understanding a little bit about the people, the culture, their religions, and not being an ugly American when you get there.
Yeah, I think learning a few words of language makes a difference. It doesn't have to be a lot. When we were in China a few years ago, I learned how to say hello and goodbye, and mm-hmm. people would smile and laugh, and it was
amazing how much mileage that gets from you, isn't it?
It is. Two words.
Yeah, yeah. If you can say hello, goodbye, thank you. And, you know, I learned a few. I used to do some business in the Middle East, and I learned how to say a few words. And now, whenever I meet people in various cities from the Middle East who speak, you know, Arabic of some, you know, from odd different countries, I'll use a couple of three words like that on them, and it's amazing how much that how it makes them smile, and anything like that, anything you can do to sort of meet them halfway will get you tremendous mileage, won't it?
It will. It's all about connecting. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. It's about connecting.
And they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing here, Joanne.
I just gave you that line.
Thank you. That was a nice little softball. So we gotta, which is what we have to do with our customers. We have to make sure we connect. We can't sell it to them. You know, one of the new things that we've been doing a lot here on our show, and with our own business, Joanne, is using the term more than marketing, connections. That's the key, isn't it? People don't want to be manipulated. They don't want to be influenced. They want you to connect with them, don't they?
I've always said that, you know, people buy with emotion and justify with facts. So, and unless you connect person to person with someone, you're never going to do business.
Say that again. Say what you just said about how they buy and how they justify.
This is an old, old saying.
And this is going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
People buy with emotion and justify with fact.
Tell us what that means.
It means that if you connect with someone, and they really like you and like what you have to offer and they get what it's going to do for them, then they figure out how to make it work. Conversely, you know, if you're in there and you're just, you know, putting your product on the table and talking about all the facts and you're not a nice person and you never take the time to connect with them personally, you're never going to do business. And it doesn't matter whether you're in person, which sales always used to be about, or on the phone, which now sales is very much about. You need to connect one human being to the other.
One of the things about about at least Americans that I know, and probably other people, other parts of the world too, that is part of our evolution. Our antenna, our phony antenna, our antenna that picks up phoniness, fakeness, and manipulation is really getting more capable and bigger. We're picking those things up, and we don't like it, folks. None of us do. And so we're going to get Joanne to help us with this. Some more right after these messages. Here's Van Morrison to take us out.
There's no...
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen, including podcasting it, by the way. And you can also all the archives we have arranged in categories, so you can help you find the conversation that fits what you're looking for with the Brain Trust have had an interview with. We keep everything around here. We've been keeping our interviews and archiving them since 99. And of course you got our Brain Trust, which there are over 600 of them. And then we got all the articles that I've written and the Brain Trusts have written. We've got the newsletter subscription opportunity right there. You can subscribe to that. We send you our newsletter every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead by email. And of course our blog is updated every weekday, so check that out too. And then our knowledge base, askjim.biz, where you get small business answers now. So use those to your advantage. No barrier to entry. All there. We built them just for you. Joanne Black is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of No More Cold Calling. And Joanne, tell us where your books are available.
Oh, they're available in bookstores, are in Amazon, and on my website, nomorecoldcalling.com.
I like that. All right, so we're talking about making connections. And when we went to the break, we were talking about, this thing that you got to do. You got to figure out how to get to your customers so they can trust you. And Joanne, one of the issues, whether the economy does seem to be off, there, and you know, even if we're not in a recession, as you and I talked off the air a while back, there's a recession in between our ears for a lot of folks, and we believe this is happening. And especially with gasoline. I mean, I filled up my truck yesterday, and I don't even want to tell you what the total was, but it was $3.53 a gallon or something like that. And so that kind of an impact has a negative impact. And so we've got to try to reach out and touch our customers and effectively but as inexpensively as possible, right?
Exactly.
How do we do?
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this before, but you know, there is no line item budget to referrals. There's no hard cost. You know, so I ask people, what if you could reach out to your market, your customers, without any hard cost? So no marketing budget, no direct mail budget, no advertising budget, no trade show budget. I mean, think about it. The only budget you need to worry about is your time and referrals budget. Your time is our time to ask for referrals. I mean, referrals are always terrific, but in a leading economy, if it's real or between our ears, doesn't matter. That these are things we need to do. And you talked about reaching out to your customers. This is things I say to people. If you only do one thing, dazzle your current customers. You know, they are our best source of new business, whether it's more business with them or they're referring us to other companies. But, you know, they're going through the same things we are. They want to talk. How can we help them in this slowing economy to do better? That's the headset we need to go in with when we talk to our customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, and customers, you know, as I keep reminding people, Joanne, people are buying stuff today. They're going to buy stuff from somebody. So how do you make sure you get your share? When those people, you know, they're like you and me, they don't have a lot of excess cash this year probably. And so they want to make sure that when they buy their stuff from whoever they buy it from, that it's a good value, that they're going to get good service. And they're looking for companies that can really give them the best value this year, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely the best value from the person they know is going to deliver. So here's the thing. We need to be even more focused on being the expert in whatever field we're in, because with a little bit of money companies have, they're not going to take chances. They're going to hire the person who has the reputation, who's the expert, who can deliver results, period, and who can make them look good.
And nobody knows about that, about the business end of what you just said, better than your current customers.
Exactly.
And so how do we get them to get excited about us and to tell their friends about us?
The first thing is we have to get excited about them. See, I think we come in with an opposite headset. It's not, well, you know, here I am, what are you going to do for me today? It's let's sit down and talk about what's going on in your business. What impact has the economy had on you? What kind of things are you hearing? What issues are you facing? And then, you know, Jim, it may be something when I hear what they say that I can help them with, and it may be something that I myself can't do, but I might have a referral for them.
You got to go in with that attitude, don't you? I mean, you got to say, what can I do for you, and be prepared to do whatever it is, even if it doesn't make you a sale.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not about that. We said it's about connecting. It's about building relationships. I have had the most amazing conversations in the last few months. It's about going in, and your headset is, how can I help? Period. End of story.
Right.
That's what it's about, and that's really how we position ourselves. But you said something earlier that's really important. It's being about authentic and genuine. So if you don't believe this, don't do it, because people will see through you a mile away.
If you go in and say, what can I do to help you? And they tell you, you know what, I got this problem. I got this thing going on here, and I really wish I could figure it out. And so right away you say, you know what, looks like there's no opportunity for me here. In fact, I've done that, Joanne. I've said, you know what, I don't think I'm going to be able to sell you anything today, but I tell you what, I know somebody you can call. Will you let me use your phone? Or hang on just a minute. If you would like, I'll call a friend of mine. He knows or she knows all about that, and I think they can help you. And then you do that deal, and you walk out, and you say, good luck, I'll see you in a month.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of connection that gets you those referrals, isn't it?
It is, and it could even be sending a link to an article, whatever,
right.
Something that's going to help them.
Let them know that you're thinking about them, even when you're not around them. Exactly. I call those worker bees. Tintail, right back with Joanne Black. She's the author of No More Cold Calling. Folks, if you get referrals, you don't have to cold call. Tintail, stay with us. I love this part of the Van Halen song. Jump. Isn't it great? Organ music. Maybe my favorite part of that whole song. This part right here. Yeah, I like that. Seven-tail. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Joanne Black, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, are we having fun yet?
We're having a great time.
Hey, Joanne, folks, we're talking about how to make sure that you get that when people buy today and they are buying from somebody, that you get your share. And that's all. That's my only goal for you this year. Yeah, I like to simplify things. I believe in Occam's razor philosophy, Joanne, which is that the simplest thing is the best thing. This is Blassingame's razor, and that's folks. Let's keep it simple. Let's make sure that you get your share of the business this year. And one of the things, Joanne, that you talk about is, you know, you were talking earlier. You and I were talking off the air about how people are panicking about what's going on. Some people are panicking about these things, and it's really not necessary, is it? Joanne, I actually had the audacity to tell my audience that they can refuse to participate in a recession.
Well, people do. They feel like it's poor me. What am I going to do? Nobody's buying, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I think I'll eat a bug. Yeah,
this has never happened before. And, you know, it has happened before. And so they tend to do nothing and freeze, where they should actually be doing the opposite.
Or if they do something, they do the wrong thing, like cut their prices.
Bad thing to do.
Yeah. The price war is over, folks, and we lost.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about cutting price, but what it is about is, I think, thinking creatively about how we can do business. So sometimes what it means is dividing things in smaller chunks. I like to think about it, like you said, it's keep it simple. I think it's keep it simple and keep it easy. So we need to make it easy for people to buy from us. Now, if everybody has limited budgets, they're struggling with the same issues we are, we say, well, you know, if I were in their shoes, what would I do? So maybe it's about biting off a smaller chunk. Maybe it's not the whole project. It's a piece. How can we get in and get started? And that's where we start to build the relationships. We get the results. We get the credibility. They know we're an expert. And then we can move on from there. That's the headset. I mean, I had this happen to me this last week because I have a No More Cold Calling webinar coming up in June, and I was looking at a service, you know, to support that. Who am I going to go with, you know? And I happened to hit them at the end of the quarter, which was good. But instead of saying, oh, you have to have a year contract, you know, say, here's what we can do for you. You know, let's get you started on 3 months, and here's the price, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really thinking about how we can get in and get started. Now, that being said, once in a while, we might have to pull back a little on price, but not immediately.
You get something for that, though.
Always.
Like some kind of a commitment or a multi-period contract. Like you know, whenever I've done that, I've actually gone to people and said, look, I'd like to offer you something that I think will fit your budget better. But what I'm going to ask you for is a 2-year agreement.
Absolutely. If we have to, and cut probably isn't the right word, but if we have to modify our price, then what is it that we get for that? And, you know, sometimes it could be a lot of different things. Like you said, a 2-year contract. Sometimes it'll be an agreement to give you two or three referrals, to write a testimonial, to do lots of things. I've just been through this. And there's, especially in small business, there's so many things going on today that many times, you know, they can't afford a lot. And we really want to help and work with them. So what is it we can do? And that is huge. But, of course, it has to be the kind of customer we can work with and the kind of customer we want.
But, now, Joanne, don't you think that all of the things we've talked about, the foundation for all this, the essence of all this, the one thing that makes all this happen is the fact that in 2008 we got to go spend more face time with our customers, if at all possible, and or whatever we do, make sure that they feel that we are engaged in what's going on with them. What do you think?
No question. That's the most important thing we can do. I talk to people about that all the time. They're saying, oh, I don't know. I think we need to hire telemarketers. I need to cold call again. My circles of influence are not giving me business. And I've had at least a half a dozen conversations with this. I'll say to them, have you talked to every one of your current customers? And there's this big pause. And then they say, no, I guess I really should.
Yeah, you think? Hey, Joanne, we got to wrap it up. Give us your website, please.
It's nomorecoldcalling.com, and check out my webinar in June and July, No More Cold Calling.
And they can find that on your website about all that, right?
Absolutely. Joanne, articles, newsletters.
Joanne S. Black is her name, ladies and gentlemen. She's the best. Hey, Joanne, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see
Bye.
You next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.